This year has been a political roller coaster for the state's transgender population. A March state Supreme Court decision overturned a ban on using state Medicaid dollars for transition-related surgery. Then lawmakers enacted a provision that would alter the Civil Rights Act so Medicaid could once again opt out of paying. As IPR's Natalie Krebs reports, this has left many transgender Iowans suddenly in limbo.
Growing up, Micah Covington says she always knew something was off.
I never behaved like a traditional, stereotypical boy would behave, with being overly sensitive.
But it wasn't until she moved out of rural Nebraska that she started exploring her gender identity.
Painting my nails, dressing more, I guess, feminine.
Eventually, through therapy, she came out as transgender. For the past 10 years, 28-year-old Covington, who also has an ultra-rare genetic disorder that affects her vocal cords, has lived as a woman. After a suicide attempt 2 years ago, she realized gender-affirming surgery was a matter of life or death.
A lot of these emotions, this hate, this wanting to die, was because of the incongruence with my gender.
But her operation has been put on hold. Covington, who now lives in Ankeny, is on Medicaid. She was getting medical approval for the surgery this September when lawmakers introduced the last-minute provision to the health budget bill last April.
It was a complete shock. I sat at the table over there watching them debate this and vote on it.
Covington's not alone. Her doctor, Nicole Nicely, is the co-director of the LGBTQ clinic at the University of Iowa. Nicely estimates about 150 patient surgeries have been disrupted by the provision.
As a physician, it's incredibly difficult to tell the patient, I'm very sorry, you waited so long, you got the okay from the courts, and now you can't.
Shortly after signing the bill into law last month, Governor Kim Reynolds stated at a press conference she wanted to return to the state's policy of banning public funding for the procedure.
The narrow provision that says that the Civil Rights Act does not require taxpayer dollars to go to sex reassignment and other similar services or surgeries, that takes it back to the way that it's always been. That's been the state's position for a long time.
Several weeks earlier, Republican Senator Mark Costello, who added the provision to the health bill, said during a Senate floor debate that he didn't think the surgery was a proper use of state funds.
Now, there's a pretty expensive surgery. I don't know that I agree with you that it is always medically necessary, which is what Medicaid is about.
But some medical organizations disagree. A 2015 Johns Hopkins study found transition-related care was cost-effective for insurance companies because it reduced conditions like HIV, depression, and drug abuse. The American Medical Association and American Psychiatric Association also recommend private and public insurance cover the procedure. University of Iowa Dr. Nicely says the surgery corrects gender dysphoria. This is when the disconnect between biological sex and gender identity causes extreme distress.
You know, a transgender person's brain is in a different place than their body, and so that can cause a lot of suffering. People are being constantly misidentified.
A report by the Williams Institute at UCLA found more than 40% of transgender people have attempted suicide. Nicely says she's seen firsthand how some of her patients improve after their operations.
People quitting drinking, quitting drugs, quitting smoking because, again, that pain is getting better and better and eventually no longer there.
In 2014, the federal government lifted a three-decade ban on transitional care for Medicare after ruling it was safe and effective. But Medicaid patients like Covington are still facing the unknown. She says this is hard, knowing her rare genetic condition will shorten her lifespan.
I worry about dying alone and not being able to share what every other human being wants.
Last week, the ACLU filed a lawsuit challenging the narrow provision as unconstitutional. Covington signed on as one of the plaintiffs. In response, Governor Reynolds released a statement saying the state plans to defend it because that's been the state's position for years. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.